Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Yesterday in their 31-0 laugher over the Houston Texans. This is Breakfast with Kent for Monday. What is it? December 7th, 2021. Brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Go to MyBookie. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime. MyBookie.ag. Hit subscribe. Hit like. Ring the bell. Let's go. Let's talk about the Colts. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Whole lot of good. Jonathan Taylor was outstanding. 32 carries yesterday, 143 yards, two touchdowns. How about Kamoko Touré? Two sacks. How about Al-Kadeen Muhammad? Two sacks. How about Kenny Moore? An interception on the Texans' first play from scrimmage, which really set the tone for the whole thing. You knew when that happened that the Colts had every opportunity to win that game. Forced fumble on the next drive by Kenny Moore. If Kenny Moore is not a Pro Bowl cornerback, I don't know what a Pro Bowl cornerback looks like. And if Jonathan Taylor right now is not the most valuable player in the NFL, I don't know what that looks like either. I know usually it's a quarterback. In this case, what would the Colts offense be without Jonathan Taylor? It would be inert. They would have no chance to go to the playoffs whatsoever. Frank Reich did the right thing yesterday. 48 runs, 22 passes. Hey, you know what? Carson Wentz was good yesterday too. 16 of 22 for 158, one touchdown, no picks, a passer rating of 107.8. The Texans, how about them throwing the football? They were 11 of 27 for 57 yards. When you get a team to voluntarily take down its starting quarterback, that means the defense is playing pretty well. And the Colts defense played well yesterday. This was the first road shutout for the Colts since 1992. Rick Venturi was a defensive coordinator of the Colts the last time the Colts shut somebody out on the road. How about that? Frank Reich, like I said, did the right thing. 48 runs, 22 passes. That's not necessarily the ratio that's going to win you a whole bunch of games. But you know what? Yesterday, that was enough. And when the run's working, you keep going to the run. Run and run and run. The only way the Texans were going to beat the Colts yesterday was if the Colts turned the ball over four or more times. Running the football 48 times, throwing it 22 times, there was no way that the Colts were going to turn it over four times. Rigoberto Sanchez, mostly unheralded, and thanks to Greg Gumbel, his name was top of mind. He kept saying that Rigoberto Sanchez was on to kick extra points. Rigoberto Sanchez yesterday, three punts, 124 yards, all of them inside the 20, and one that Ashton Doolin downed was like inside the two. Really good day for Rigoberto Sanchez. The bye is coming up. Frank Reich coming out of a bye, 3-0 in his career. Now, granted, none of those three were against the New England Patriots. and that's who the Colts have got. The Colts right now, because of how other games fell yesterday, according to 538.com, which is kind of a cool website. If you don't go there, you should. They say that the Colts are 62% likely to qualify for the postseason. And if games go correctly during the bye week, Colts don't, they don't play. So they can't win, they can't lose. But if other games fall in the right direction, the Colts are going to be 75% likely to go to the playoffs rolling into that game at Lucas Oil Stadium on Saturday night, December 18th, against the New England Patriots. And by the way, I'm going to correct myself. It's December 6th, isn't it? Yes, it is. The bad yesterday. There was some bad. Jonathan Taylor with the fumble. That's not necessarily a good thing ever. Michael Badgley missed a 35-yard field goal. First one that he's missed inside 40 yards. Still, you know what? They're on the outside looking in with the playoffs. And that's not good, right? That's got to be bad. When you start 0-3, you really need some breaks to find your way to the postseason. I think seven teams in the history of the NFL have started 0-3 and found their way into the playoffs. Colts still a lot of hay to load into that barn, right? New England, Buffalo tonight, going to affect things a little bit, not so much. Is it wrong to hope that some of the Patriots might get hurt just a little bit? Not so they're feeling a lot of pain or they lose their careers, but that they might have to sit out in a couple of weeks. Is that wrong? Maybe. That's about it for the bad and for the ugly. There's never any ugly. Here's the thing with the good, the bad, and the ugly. There is no ugly when the Colts win, especially by shutout, especially on the road. Are you kidding me? Yeah, not really. The Pittsburgh win, not really hurt. But the Ravens could have done the Colts a favor. I know they had cornerback issues, and so Harbaugh goes for the two-point conversion, tries to win it in regulation instead of getting into the overtime. But you know what? I don't think the Steelers are playing good enough football to make this thing with four games remaining, at least four games remaining for the Colts. Indiana University basketball against Nebraska on Saturday. Not bad, right? There was good, there was bad. No ugly, again, because the Hoosiers won. And you don't have, we don't argue with winning. So you don't have that discussion. You don't have good, bad, and ugly when your team wins. What you have good, and you have things that need to be cleaned up, and we can call those bad just for the sake of nomenclature in this exercise. 68-55, Indiana wins. They got off to a slow start, but let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the good and then the bad. The good was the slow start came, 14-4. Mike Woodson did the right thing, brought in Tamar Bates, brought in Anthony Leal, which was a bit of a surprise. Anthony Leal is an offensively powerful basketball player. Defensively, he's got to stay in front of people. But on the offensive end, really, really good stuff Saturday from Anthony Leal. Tamar Bates was terrific in the first half. The good, 40% shooting from the field, 30% from beyond the arc, 82% from the line. They held Nebraska to 22.7% from beyond the arc. Like I said, Bates, Leal, really, really good coming off the bench and bringing some energy to a group of five that really had very little energy to start this game. And that's got to be corrected. Race Thompson on Saturday, no turnovers after a gob of turnovers in the previous game against Syracuse. The bad, 11 first-half turnovers. You just can't have it. 10 total assists in the entire game. You just can't have it. You got to move the basketball, especially when Nebraska went to that zone. Pop, 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 pop. You got to pass it quickly. Kids, in developing their game now, it's all off the bounce. Everything you do with a professional trainer-type person, you're working one-on-one. You're working on man-on-man moves. Instead, of five guys popping a basketball and moving it quickly. You saw it when Indiana faced that zone from Syracuse. Not quick movement. Catch, evaluate, then pass. No. Evaluate before you catch a ball. And then move the ball to the middle or out of the middle to the open guy. When Indiana does that, when any team does that, they become offensively potent. If all it is bounce, try to get through, can't get through, then release to the backcourt, and then the guard tries to do the same thing. Basketball gets very boring when you do that, and your offense is not going to be productive. Xavier Johnson, his frustration leads to bad plays on the other end. When something bad happens on the offensive end, what Xavier Johnson does is compound the mistake by playing angry on the other end, on the defensive end. And you can't do that. That's self-indulgent. And when you indulge yourself in the game of basketball, it's always going to be wrong. The bad start was terrible. Getting down 14-4 to a Nebraska team that flat can't play in the Big Ten, that isn't going to work. And it's really not going to work Wednesday night against Wisconsin. You go up to Madison, you got to play basketball hard from the tip. And if you don't play for 40 minutes, they're going to beat your ass because that's who they are in Madison. Again, no ugly in this conference win. Good for Indiana. 1-0 in the Big Ten, that's all you can ask. Now they go up day after tomorrow, play against Wisconsin, 7 o'clock. We'll see what they can do in Madison. Purdue, they're going to be ranked number one for the first time in program history, in part because of the win they enjoyed over the weekend against Iowa up at Mackey Arena. Friday night, they looked not great. Iowa cut it down to two late. Iowa tried to turn it sort of into a physical battle where they were going to knock you around a little bit, and they had to because they're not the better basketball team. Purdue's the better basketball team, and when you're playing superior talent, you need to out-execute and you need to out-physical. And Iowa tried to do both. They got within two late, couldn't close the door or kick the door entirely open. So 77-70, Purdue wins. 17 turnovers for Purdue. They were kind of sloppy, but they got the win, and that's the important thing. Iowa, to that point, had also been undefeated, but they really hadn't played anybody. Pacers, they host the Wizards tonight, 7 o'clock. Wizards are 14-9 after making a very prescient trade, right? The trade that sent Aaron Holiday to the Wizards and brought Isaiah Jackson here via the draft, sending Westbrook to the Lakers, that was a good deal for the Wizards. Russell Westbrook is a gift that keeps on giving. When you trade Russell Westbrook, you get a bounty back that makes your team better. That's how Russell Westbrook helps a team win, as a trade chip that they send elsewhere. That game tonight, 7 o'clock. Pacers not playing great basketball. Right now they're 9-16 and really in danger of doing the same thing the Colts did, digging themselves a hole so completely deep that late they're not going to be able to get out of it. This team attitudinally has issues. And you can see a lack of coagulation among the five guys on the floor. They just don't play very well together. That's on Kevin Pritchard, and he's going to have to solve that problem. Either Carlisle is going to have to get these guys to play like this, or Pritchard's going to have to make trades that brings in guys who are willing to play like this, because the Pacers are not talented enough in the aggregate to win games playing like this. You just can't do it. The college football playoff is set. Cincinnati, the 4 seed, is going to take on Alabama. The 1 seed, Alabama, beat Georgia. What are you going to do? Alabama, man. Where do they get these wideouts? Year after year after year, they got first-round guys being replaced by first-round guys being replaced by first-round guys. It's unbelievable. Michigan, number 2. They beat Iowa over the weekend here in town at Lucas Oil Stadium. They take on Georgia. That's going to be a terrific game. I'm telling you, the College Football Playoff Committee, they wanted nothing to do with Cincinnati in that thing. They would have loved to have had Notre Dame find a way in. Notre Dame's got a great narrative with Brian Kelly leaving. And, you know, you got a new coach in there that people like. He's young, he's dynamic, and you'd love to build that story, right, to build ratings, because that's what this thing is all about. It's a TV show, for God's sake, and Cincinnati does not provide good TV. Another game that's going to be fun, a bowl game, is Notre Dame and Ohio State. That's going to be a good game. That's going to be a lot of fun. Who's going to play in the final? Yeah, we know who it's going to be. It's going to be a rematch of Bama and Georgia, for God's sake. Is there any way that Michigan finds a way to beat Georgia, or that Cincinnati finds a way to beat Alabama? There's no chance that Alabama is going to lose to Cincinnati. Let's celebrate some birthdays on this beautiful Monday in Central Indiana. Daryl Cam, happy birthday, the great Kay Feeney Cato. Happy birthday, James Neal, the great Jason Cookson. Happy birthday, the great Kenny Bykoff. Terrific coverage of Indiana University athletics from Kenny Bykoff. Bennett Zier, happy birthday. And Todd Schwenk, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. Today, Inside Indiana Sports Now, talking a lot about the Colts. Bye week, no bye week. We're talking about the Colts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.